producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones and follow us on one of our 14 different YouTube channels with over 600 million views total. I simply go into the Alex Jones channel, linked on Infowars.com. We have Wolfgang Halbig joining us for about 40 minutes. Coming up at the start of the next segment, he's the former top school safety administrator, advisor. He's run major colleges, you name it, run major college security systems, high schools, been a former state police officer, customs officer after that. He gave money to Sandy Hook. Then he started to ask questions. Why weren't the helicopters called for an hour or never? Why were the ambulances parked down the street? These are weird press conferences. Why are you sealing everything? Why was the school closed till right before? What are these weird videos of people walking in circles in and out, the same people, and weird guys caught in the woods that you later cover up? Man, something's going on here. And then the feds send the state police and others to his house in Florida to threaten him. You better stop investigating. Well, we've been threatened in more ways than one here as well. And when people start threatening you, you know you're on to something. And when people threaten me, I got to be careful that I'm not manipulated and predictable. Because in the past, if somebody threatened me, I would immediately go after them, legally and lawfully. Sometimes, though, people mess with you to get you to do that. But still, I have a tendency that if somebody tries to shut down my free speech, tries to bully me, I can't sleep at night if I don't get in their face and then basically figure out what they're up to and basically defeat them. I think most people are like that who've got any common sense, any sense of justice, any self-respect. But it's not an arrogance that I'm engaging in that I don't like being a slave. It's just my very DNA, my very bones. Don't like being suppressed, don't like being dominated, don't like being dumbed down. That's why I fundamentally don't like the New World Order. Because they take knowledge and use it to control people instead of taking knowledge and using it to empower people. Because if you're such a great, incredible globalist, if you're so phenomenal and so amazing, why then would you need to keep people dumbed down to control them if you were so majestic and so powerful? Like Yoda says, if so powerful you are, why run? The government tells us we shouldn't own guns, we shouldn't have storable food, we shouldn't take special training with firearms or special training in hand-to-hand combat and self-defense. And they demonize anybody that does that, and that's why they hate veterans. Because you're a weapon system that no longer works for them, and you're the apple of their disdain, the apple of their hatred, the apple of their disgust, because they hate you, because you're strong, because you've done things, because you've put yourself out there, because you're manly, because you're womanly, you're human. And the globalists act like a bunch of aliens. That's because they are aliens, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just come right down to it. They're not human as we know it. And no, I don't believe they came from a distant star system or carried here on seed pods by the solar wind from the Horsehead Nebula. No, they are psychopaths and sociopaths. They are mentally ill with high IQs, and they see themselves as a separate species because they are. They are humans, but they are not the same species. And the globalists are always writing books and have publications saying that the elite are breaking off and forming their own species because they're willing to be cold-blooded and they see us as animals. No, that does not make you a superior species. A super Morlock overlord species that feeds on the Eloi. But I will say this. The slouching repose, that's a proper word, of the general public under the globalist dehumanization onslaught is a disgusting sight to see.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in the room. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes,
facts of modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, that's you. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There certainly is, and knowing is half the battle. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have open phones in the third hour. There is a lot of news that we haven't even gotten to yet in detail. Police overwhelmingly reject AR-15 cop killer ammo ban. It's offensive and disgusting that they are using officer safety as a guise to further infringe the rights of the people. That was out of Police One. We've got some other good news I'm going to get into. McDonald's new menu policy will only use chickens raised without antibiotics. Some bad news. Congress sends Homeland Security bill to Obama without conditions, meaning Obama will now completely open the border and has a blank check to do it from Congress without Congress voting. Just like they did on Obamacare, letting him sign thousands of orders, thousands of waivers and directives to change it, and the power plants, and the gun ammo ban, and everything else. And meanwhile, 3 years ago, Obama signed an executive order during any emergency, including economic, to even suspend Congress. But he doesn't need to, because Congress itself has suspended itself, becoming ceremonial and vestigial. There is a big movement to remove Boehner, the speaker, from his leadership role, and that is wonderful. We need to all get behind that, because this is getting serious. The Republican leadership just wants to sell the country out, get rich, but be able to blame the Democrats when they're all part of it. Here's the article from 2 years ago. Paul Watson, ex-Treasury official, Obama could use debt crisis to seize total power under orders. You can go read the subsections of that. And that dovetails with a new article today. Bernanke wants the U.S. president to declare economic emergencies, close quote, in future crises. President should get the power to declare economic emergencies. See, they already have it on paper, but now they're selling it as if, oh, we need it. Oh, we need NSA spying to keep you safe after it's already on the books. President should get the power to declare economic emergencies along the lines to declare war to former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke yesterday. President should get the power to declare economic emergencies along the lines of declaring war, said former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke on Monday. We need to get Paul Watson or Adan Salazar or somebody, or Kit Daniels or Kurt Nemo or Mikhail Phelan, one of our great writers, to go back to the last few executive orders from 2.5 years ago. In fact, I need to actually print the executive orders off. Here's Market Watch breaking it down. That's the current announcement, but I want to get the actual executive order because I forget the number. I think the headline from InfoWars was also another news was something like, President Obama signs order, and it wasn't an executive order, it was a presidential decision directive. Obama directive, I'm going to give you the exact headline. Obama directive gives president power to declare emergency for any crisis, including economic. We need to have a new article out tying an end to that, showing how they're now moving to sell it. And you notice the season on guns, on ammo, on borders, on war, on security, on spying, on energy, on every subject. It's centralized, it's outside Congress, it's the president and the bureaucracy and the Congress is signing off because it's a premeditated plan. And with it comes false flag terror. There's an article on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that you should send out to everybody you know. Nations all over the world confess to carrying out false flag terrorism. 50-plus links to mainstream news, not theory, admitted fact, because believe me, this is the next phase of what we're going to see But they don't want to have it be Islamic attacks just yet, because then we'll say, well, why are you bringing them in at record levels, the radical Islamists? Why are you protecting them? Why are you funding them? It's going to be domestic groups. They're going to stage events and blame it on domestic groups. That is what you can see. All the conditioning in Hollywood and the print media, the fiction, the nonfiction, they are preparing this to shut down their political opposition and kind of shame us into, oh, the next mass shooting, a patriot did it. Oh, a bombing of a mall, a patriot did it. And the Pentagon admits they're training their main enemy, returning veterans, gun owners, and things like that. You can see the writing on the wall. An idiot could see this. And now that brings me to our guest, a very intelligent man, not an idiot, but like most of us, believing that other people in government and corporations are like us, not corrupt. Wolfgang Halbig moved here when he was young from Germany, became a state police officer, then a customs agent. Then he started a school safety system, became the head of security for major universities. His system became one of the most dominant after the tragedy of Columbine. He's been on Good Morning America, you know, all the big shows, CNN, you name it. And then he began to investigate Sandy Hook, and it just didn't make sense. He even gave money to Sandy Hook. I'm kind of recapping what he's broken down before. He was the national executive director of the National Institute for School Workplace Safety. And he joins us to break this down, facebook.com/Sandy Hook Justice, sandyhookjustice.com. He has been threatened to shut up, and I don't want to name names because it gives people attention, not because I'm scared of them. I don't want to go down the road of some of these people that are trying to shut down our YouTube channel and some of the folks, other folks that are threatening us and things. I know Wolfgang's been through a lot of this with police coming to his house in another state for the feds and threatening him. That's why he's intensified what he's doing. But they do not want us looking into this. And so, you know, he's a guy from the system, but it just it doesn't add up. Mr. Halbig, thanks for coming on. Recap who you are. Recap why you question kind of the top 10 or 15 points that I know are on your website of why this doesn't add up. And then now they're really trying to seal everything when they could discredit us any time they wanted to. Just tell us why Anderson Cooper's nose disappears, why it's blue screen. Just tell us why the people are walking in circles in and out of the building. It appears to be staged. Tell us why they said they didn't catch somebody in the woods when they did. Tell us why the school was closed before and then after, why they sealed it all, why they've now torn it down. Tell us why Bloomberg sent out an email to his people the day before saying, get ready to launch an operation to capitalize on a mass shooting. Tell us why you didn't launch the emergency helicopters. Tell us why the ambulance was parked for an hour down the road. Tell us why this appears to be as phony as a $3 bill. Wolfgang, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex, and thank God you have a voice. I'm glad InfoWars is out there. And the people that are attacking you now, they are coming after me. I mean, they're just coming after me. I mean, they're destroying my family. They've destroyed my business, and I'm passionate. And the only reason that I really got involved in this, I'm standing in front of 200 Florida school board members in Tampa, Florida, and Alex, they are worried that they may have a Sandy Hook unfolding in their community. So they're asking me questions for 2 hours. I can't give them the solutions. Because number one, there's not one of us in America that knows the truth as to what actually happened in Sandy Hook. So what do? I simply ask questions as a national school safety consultant. They are so simple that anyone should be able to answer that, from the school board, from the city, Newtown Police, Connecticut State Police, two years, and they're refusing to answer my questions.
Well, we're getting copyright claims filed on us for just showing news articles, and you can't do that, and we've defeated these copyright claims, but there's been a lot of other stuff behind the scenes going on by other organizations and groups. They are really upset about this.
Well, you know what? They need to get ready, Alex, for coming. If you could be in my office right now today, beyond a reasonable doubt, we have all of the evidence. People anonymously have now come forward from Newtown. We now have documents that will without a doubt show that that school did not exist. It was not in operation.
Well, you better release those as soon as possible, or they're going to end up, I mean, you know what happens to people. They're going to claim you suicided yourself. They'll probably take some of your family out, claim you killed them to demonize you. That's how they do it now. They kill you and your family.
Well, Alex, I saw my doctor the other day. I am not suicidal. I told my doctor I'm about as happy as can be. I got 3 great grandkids. But I'm telling you, the evidence that we have, and right now I have an attorney here in Orlando. We filed a lawsuit. The judge here in Orlando allowed us to move forward. She granted me 10 subpoenas that we issued 2 weeks ago for discovery information. Alex, we are on the move.
I know. You're on the march. The Empire of Lies is on the run. Wolfgang W. Halbig, stay there. They threatened him, so he's going in hard. We'll be back.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We'll be right back.
and clearly Sandy Hook was used as a propaganda event. Don't let a good crisis go to waste, as the White House Chief of Staff said. Rahm Emanuel, to demonize gun owners and say, how dare you, you killed these children. When somebody uses a baseball bat or a knife to kill people, you don't blame Louisville Sluggers. You don't blame Ginsu Knives. When somebody runs over somebody with a Ford truck, you don't blame Ford. You blame who wields it. But look at this article on Infowars.com. 6-year-old child suspended for making gun shape with hand. Child forced to undergo re-education, I'm not kidding, on what it means to be dead. Death education has been linked to massive increases in suicide. I want to add to this excellent article by Steve Watson the image of Obama 2 weeks ago doing a selfie, aiming his hand as a gun. I think the president should resign over that. And we need to add a quote from Holder to the article, as a listener's done in the comment section. What we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a very different way. Frank makes that point. Yeah, this is brainwashing. Oh, you can't, in your school paper in Minnesota, criticize radical jihadists. Oh, you can't say brown bag in Seattle, you're racist. Oh, you can't say bang, bang, cops and robbers. This is sick. But, oh, the kid can go home and play Xbox, a shoot-em-up game all day. It's all about the individual getting in trouble. Talk about a cult. Wolfgang Halbig, you've got the floor. It's a short segment, long segment coming up. Bombshell info you're breaking today. Bombshell info. Go over the main points of Sandy Hook as a top safety expert, why you questioned it. There you are, successful, making a lot of money, running nationwide programs, playing golf, you know, pretty much quasi-retired. Why would you do all this? Well, because it didn't add up. I know you've talked about that on air. I'm not putting words in your mouth. But then the latest bombshell you just dropped, you're saying, because we know the school suddenly reopened, had been closed, and then they tore it down. The place was falling apart in photos and videos we saw. Didn't look like a real school. Then you add everything together, it looks like a prop, a drill. Did they kill real kids? Maybe, maybe not. Why didn't they call helicopters? I mean, I keep repeating this. It just doesn't add up. Wolfgang, what's the new bombshell info?
Well, the new bombshell info is that the subpoenas have been issued across the country. We're about to get discovery information that is now forthcoming. And if they don't provide that discovery information, they're going to be in contempt of court. And we also have the Connecticut Freedom of Information Commission hearing that is supposed to have already happened. They keep dragging it and dragging it. But eventually, we're going to get the truth. And the truth is going to show Sandy Hook, that school, was not an operating school. And I can tell you that from being a school administrator, Alex. It is the most filthiest, the most deplorable school. No child should have ever, or every teacher should never died in such a filthy school. It is loaded with lead paint. It is loaded with asbestos. It's loaded with PCP. And those parents who called it a Vanguard school, who moved from all over the country, how could you send your kid to that filthy school? Alex, you and I wouldn't send our children to that school.
Before we get into the judge, your filing, where all this is going, it hasn't gotten a lot of national attention. It's gotten some, though, in the next segment. Recap what made you first start asking questions.
Well, what made me start asking questions is being a national school safety expert. It took me 3 days. Alex, when you don't request trauma helicopters, that's negligence. Whether they land or not, okay, let's wait. But they should have at least been requested. To not allow paramedics and EMTs inside that school all day long when children could have, lives could have been saved, that's negligence.
So they were turning off the default training of any police agency.
Absolutely. Columbine taught us one thing across America. The government spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and they used the word active shooter training. Well, active shooter training, Alex, is to get in that school as quickly as possible, neutralize the threat, and then you get all the medical help that you can find, and you get them in there to save lives. Alex, they never transported those kids, any kids, for over an hour.
I know.
I mean, and
They had them bivouac and gather down the street a half mile away. Very bizarre.
And, Alex, who declared all of those children and teachers legally dead in the first 10 minutes? when only a doctor or a licensed registered nurse, specially certified, can do that.
No, it's got to be a specially certified nurse or coroner, and that's usually long after they're dead. They come out and put a tag on their toe.
Absolutely, and the coroner didn't show up a full hour. So again, Alex, who declared them legally dead?
Because why was every standard procedure ignored, and why are they covering up now?
And you know what? And we need to hold these people accountable. All of your listeners, the people who love you, Alex, call. Call your congressman. Call your senator. These people owe us an explanation.
Wolfgang, stay there. We're going to come back and break it all down. And why they're desperate to shut us up.
GCN Radio Network. GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket docket that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I know of more than 20 declassified admitted cases where the U.S. government, in the last 120 years or so, has staged bombings, attacks, mass shootings, and blamed it on political enemies. I don't know exactly what happened at the Boston bombing, but I know the older Zarno brother, who they hunted down and killed, was in a CIA-funded program out of Georgetown infiltrating al-Qaeda groups in Chechnya. And 2 years before the Boston bombing, the Russians blew his cover. The FBI lied and said they never heard of him when the Boston bombing happened. They now chased down the other brother and, of course, tried to kill him, but that failed. So now Stars and Stripes says Zarnov's lawyer admits he carried out Boston bombing. Wow, so now the lawyer comes out and says, oh, he did it. It was him. Judy Clark says, boy, lawyers like that, isn't that nice? He pleads not guilty, but she says it was him. Well, I know one thing, none of that story added up. I'm not going to go back into it, but I've seen this over and over again. False flags don't just happen at the start of the Running Man in fiction movies. They are the bread and butter of totalitarian elements within governments. And who can deny we're going in a totalitarian direction that ends up hurting all Americans to a tiny group? And it hurts them as well in the end. But they are of their feather. Birds of a feather flock together. Of their father, the devil, I guess you could say. Before we go back to Wolfgang W. Halbig, I want to open the phones up specifically for your questions or comments. No, we don't have time for diatribes or not a bunch of name-calling against people that say Sandy Hook happened or people that say it didn't. Serious questions. I'd love to hear from you. I'm not admonishing the general audience, but, you know, some of the trolls out there. I don't want to attack some of the supposed parents of the victims because that opens some dangerous doors. I don't want to attack Halbig, but you can bring up any questions or comments. You can disagree with him or agree with him or add points. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If we've seen false flags over and over again, and then you've got all these anomalies and clear loop tapes and clear blue screen, green screens, I mean, they really screwed up. CNN screwed up during the Gulf War with fake green screen stuff. It was blue screen in that case. Chroma key. You could have pink screen if you wanted to. It's just the colors tend to be blue and mint green. And, you know, fake Scud attacks that are admitted. So I just, it had all the signs, too, how they were so ready that day, how they capitalized on, how they rolled out all these groups. You look at the Aurora shooting. There are real shooters. There are real people that go in and shoot folks up. They're crazy people. It's happened before, but he was under, on record, the Aurora shooter, under the top psychiatrist who'd headed up the psychiatric department for the entire Air Force command of over seven bases in San Antonio. She sent there. He's in a secret government brain DARPA human interface program. His dad's a top scientist in secret operations. He's given hundreds of thousands of dollars by the government in secret projects, and then he's drugged in the parking lot saying he didn't do it and tells people in jail, I'm drugged, I didn't do it. And then they come out and say, oh, he wasn't with people at the jail where they could hear him, and it turned out he was. So, I mean, I've just seen this over and over again. Shooter James Holmes and DARPA, Weird Science is the article by Kurt Nemo. I mean, folks, they could grab me for 6 weeks, drug me up, dump me out in the parking lot after they carry out a shooting, and I would think that I'd done the shooting. They could do it to you. I mean, you can put somebody on PCP, LSD. That's just what they did in the 60s and 70s. They got stuff now, amnesics they can give you. It is beyond the Manchurian candidate. In fact, 25 years ago, and I'm going to go back to our guest, they had Robo-Rat, brain chips in rats, where they could send them into rubble after earthquakes and things. Then they had Robo-Dog, but people said it was inhumane, so they keep all that stuff on the LD, on the lowdown. Not on the down low, it's lowdown. So they keep it on the LDDL, but it's a huge program going on, so they've got chips where you're just like a remote control. You're just like a remote control. And you could even be thinking, I don't want to do this, but your arms, your legs, and I'm not saying they've done that. I'm just saying that's how far out the technology is. That's how advanced all this is. And I'm not saying that happened at Sandy Hook. I'm saying it was a drill, a giant piece of theater. Did they really kill some kids? I don't know. But the school appears to have never been open. We'll talk to Wolfgang Halbig and take your calls here in a moment. The SandyHookJustice.com. Now, before we go any further, speaking of supporting this platform, pray for us, please. We need your prayers. It's not that we just believe in them, we depend on them. My aunt has that little sign on her wall by the kitchen. We don't believe in prayer, we depend on it. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Put links at the end of your emails, your Facebook, your Twitter postings saying, hey, here's the free link to listen or watch the Alex Jones Show. Here's a local AM or FM affiliate he's on. Realize that giving that gift of pointing people in the right direction is life-changing. Most new listeners we run into heard about it from friends and family. Or they see me on Discovery Channel or History Channel in a documentary or in Waking Life or another film, and they think, who is that guy? I'm going to search engine him. They search engine me, and they find the show. But Google's moving to, quote, delist alternative media right now to try to shut us down. And not just us, but you as well. So before they move into the next phase, we've got to really work hard. They're trying to shut us down, even though it exposes them as tyrants. It's very risky because we're so effective. And finally, shop with the good guys. We have the best gravity-fed stainless steel filtration systems at the lowest prices, 10% off, promo code WATER at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. We have InfoWarsLife.com, part of InfoWarsStore.com, with the very best nutraceuticals, the highest quality at the lowest price. You're going to find anything comparable. 30% off Super Female Vitality right now. Super Male Vitality sold out, ladies and gentlemen. It sold out. I told you it would. The Super Female is set to sell out in the next few days. Still 30% off, and it can be up to 6 weeks till we get more Super Female, a couple weeks till more Super Male comes in. And we've got the lung cleanse, the Oxy Powder X2 to flush out your guts, the colloidal silver bullet, highest quality. We've got the purest oregano oil, organic Mediterranean variety, the best out there at a very low price. Secret 12, true organic methylcobalamin, vegetarian-based vitamin B12. So you absorb a lot more of it than many other varieties out there. A free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity System. Let me give you the exact name. Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex, a free bottle of that with your bottles of X2 at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can ask about all the specials and order over the phone when you call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, Wolfgang, I want to go to calls, but I've been asking some of the questions here. I want to give you the floor to talk about other facets, and but before we do that, can you tell us about the court case, who the judge was, or is that sealed, where this is going, what you're subpoenaing, what you're looking into, and you're saying the new bombshell evidence you have that the school wasn't operating when this happened, as it appears on the surface to not have been operating?
Well, I know it's not operating because the school board is refusing to answer all of the questions we've asked under the Connecticut FOIA information. These are school board policies that require the school board to inspect every school in Newtown, and they have to be completed by August 1st of each year. That inspection report on health and safety and cleanliness, inside, outside, has to be submitted to the superintendent who provides it to the school board. Guess what they tell me? We have no such records. You cannot tell me as a former school administrator that you don't have any records when you have a school board policy that requires it. That's what I'm telling you. They are covering up. Sandy Hook did not operate.
Well, when you look at not calling the emergency choppers that we know operate in that town, you look that up. They have the emergency flight, the star flight, the care flight. And they just didn't call. Well, that's the default thing you do. There's a bunch of kids shot and people. You call the emergency helicopters. I mean, they call those when the cops see a bad car wreck. It's the default position.
Absolutely. But you know what really bothered me more than that? They didn't pick up the phone to call the trauma helicopters, but somebody at the incident command center picked up the yellow pages and called for 12 porta potties to be delivered within the first 3 hours of this mass casualty shooting. Alex, who is sitting there thinking about porta potties when they can't even get the trauma helicopters or the paramedics and EMTs inside that school? That's outright negligence.
Well, they're obviously looking for a big PR bonanza and then to bring in all the actors to break down and cry. And they think we're so stupid they even use the same actors as different people. I mean, all I know is we've all seen the footage, and maybe they're real parents, whatever, but when you've got somebody laughing and smiling and going, watch this, and then walking over going, and then starting crying for the cameras, I mean, it's what about the blue screen and Anderson Cooper's nose disappearing?
Absolutely. The blue screen, It's everywhere, whether it's at the firehouse, whether it's Anderson Cooper. Absolutely. They use that as a technology. It's like a movie set. They did whatever they wanted to, because guess what? They were using emotions, the death of children and teachers, unhooking everybody across America. They threw those funerals out there, and guess what? Everybody was watching it 24/7. They inflicted emotional distress on millions and millions of innocent Americans. Alex, they knew what they were doing. They got us hooked.
In fact, can we pull up the clip of the Attorney General saying we need to literally brainwash the public when he met with the media? Because clearly, they certainly capitalized on it and were certainly ready minute one to do it. What about Bloomberg's internal email to his anti-gun groups, Wolfgang, saying, get ready, we're about to launch a major operation?
Absolutely. I mean, this is so well planned. Two and a half years, millions of dollars invested. Think about it. You had to get the entire community involved, from the Catholic priest all the way down to your local government agents, your selectmen, your city council. These people, they're arrogant. Let me tell you, when I flew up there to Hartford, Connecticut, Newtown, they're so arrogant. I believe they all have immunity. I think they can do whatever they want.
Well, listen, my dad's a dentist, and he was approached about 4 years ago by Homeland Security to go to these meetings and then spy on people. And my dad, and the guy was real, gave him a card. My dad called, checked it. And my dad had been treating some of his family for decades, and so he knew who the guy was, knew he was in college. This is a decade later. And this guy's with Homeland Security. And he said, yeah. And my dad said, what would I be looking for? People saying they're going to do something violent? He goes, no, just what your patients are thinking, politically doing. And we want you to influence people, basically, as an agent. And my dad thought they were setting him up because he's my dad. No, they were ignorant, didn't even know who he was, basically. My dad then talked to all the other dentists. It was happening all over the city. Under InfraGuard and these other spy programs, they tell people, you're going to be part of a drill, national security. And so it's, and so because there's an appeal of authority and we're doing this for the children, they can then canvas and get people lined up. And then once they're signed onto it, they're part of the conspiracy and have to keep quiet, like the Manhattan Project or so many other programs. And so under this mantle of local spy grids, that's how they get people to go along with the cover-up.
Well, they really did a good job of writing the scripts and getting people hooked. And the dash cam videos on that day, Alex, these police officers, Connecticut and Newtown, they actually had lunch inside the Sandy Hook Elementary School. Alex, you can see it. Now, there are 20 dead bodies. You got adults. You got the shooter killed himself. And people are eating lunch inside the Sandy Hook.
And they're ordering porta potties. Anybody that knows, you see one dead kid, you don't eat for a day. You go home, you cry, you throw up. You don't go have lunch by their dead, splattered bodies.
And if you look at the crime scene photos, there are more urinals and toilets inside that school than I've ever imagined. I mean, I haven't seen that many. Then why order porta potties? You know, why have all the toilets, but they order porta potties? Eat lunch inside the school. These people did a bad job writing the scripts. You don't screw with public schools unless you know how we operate.
Again, you've run major universities. You've advised hundreds of public schools. I mean, I looked you up when you started going public the last year. You were in the top two or three groups consulting nationwide. I mean, you were making a lot of money. You have no reason to be doing this, to be going public. I mean, I would imagine you've lost a lot of business.
And you tell that to my wife. I am about to be kicked out of my own house after being married 39 years. Alex, I'm about to lose my family because I'm simply asking the questions that you and your stations are looking at. And I'm asking you right now, and I'm asking all your listeners, doggone it, support InfoWars. Become part of the warriors. We need this show. We need the truth. If you find it in your heart to donate a few dollars to our legal funds, let me tell you, we have them. We have the lawsuits filed. We are closed, but we can't do it without people helping me. I'm too old for this, but I do need help. But big thing is support InfoWars, because if we don't have your voice, nobody's going to hear the truth.
Well, folks, you can donate. And briefly, we're going to break. Tell us the specifics of where it was filed. What's going on with the lawsuit?
Well, it's filed here in Seminole County because all of my businesses, Children's Safety Institute, the National Institute. This is my home. This is where I live. And so instead of going to Connecticut, where everything is crooked, we're going to come in the back door, and therefore we filed it. It's in the Seminole County court system. The judge, I mean the female judge, she saw what we're talking about, and she did not hesitate issuing those 10 subpoenas across the country. And they've been served, and we're not just waiting for all of the responses.
Wow. Well, this is big national news. I want to jam in a phone call right now before we go to break. John in California, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi. This is John from Paradise, California. I was just wondering for you, Wolfgang, what group or specific, whether it's an individual or a government agency, police department, has been digging in their heels most and giving you the most resistance. And also, all due respect to, if anything, anyone did lose their life in the Sandy Hook tragedy.
Wolfgang?
You know, I agree with you, and I say this to you. I'm begging that I'm wrong. And if they answer my question to my satisfaction and to Alex's satisfaction, if they answer it to the people of America, to their satisfaction, I will run to the nearest mental health facility. And I've said it before, I'll voluntarily enroll myself, because if I dare upset these parents or children or school district, I need mental health. But I tell you what, I have spent my life doing this. And when people refuse to answer simple, logical questions, it raises the red flag. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to stop until we get the answer.
We know it stinks. I mean, it's phony. The question is, what is going on? We don't know. We just know it's fake. How fake? We don't know. It's sick. Thanks, John. Kyle, Jay, Jimmy, Eric, your calls are straight ahead.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Jones, your host. Wolfgang Halbig, school expert, is our guest investigating great personal sacrifice, the Sandy Hook mystery. And believe me, it is a mystery. It doesn't add up. I wish it added up. I wish it would never have happened, but it's a lot less scary to have a lone crazy on Prozac type drugs out there than it is to have it be a premeditated government operation. Kyle, Jay, Jimmy, Eric, Rick, we're going to go a little bit into the next hour with our guests to take your calls, and I'm going to shift gears into other open phones and a ton of news we haven't hit yet. But let's go to Kyle in Connecticut, speaking of the site of this sad tragedy. It's a tragedy any way you look at it. Kyle, thank you.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, really good to be on the air with you. I actually run a demolition company here in Connecticut. I'm about an hour and a half away from the Newtown site. Someone approached me months ago about the demolition of the suspected shooter's house in Newtown. This is before it actually went to public vote, and this is way before this even happened. So I was just wondering, like, between you and Wolfgang, what extent these people will go to cover this up to make it look like that nothing ever happened.
Yeah, why are they demolishing everything? Why are they passing laws to seal all the records? What's going on here, Wolfgang?
Well, again, I'm glad Kyle, you asked that question. I mean, think about the Sandy Hook Elementary School. It has to, you have to have a complete environmental study before you can demolish an elementary school. These people just violated every law, every regulation, and just like the house. You know, the house belongs actually supposedly to the brother of Adam Lanza, if he really exists. I mean, there are so much misinformation, misdirection, and these people do whatever they want. And you know what they're saying to you and me? Well, you're stupid, America. You're too lazy to really investigate. And again, I go back to you. Thank you for calling. I'm thanking out. Let me tell you what. People need to wake up. Sandy Hook is an American game changer. When we solve Sandy Hook, it's going to expose Boston bombing. It's going to expose 9/11. It's going to go down to JFK. This government is running amok. They are using us and using our emotions. And guess what? They're using the national news media, NBC, CBS.
Sure. Let me add this. In Operation Northwoods, it wasn't just fly planes into things and blame it on Cuba. And Kennedy said no to it. They were planning to do fake shootings and real shootings in public places as well. So he knows he's been on the board before. So we'd be crazy not to ask the question. Thank you, Kyle. Jay in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Wolfgang Halbig.
Oh, awesome. Hey, I haven't really heard anybody touch on it because there are like so many other perfectly good anomalies in Sandy Hook to talk about.
But sure. Can you guys boost the caller to me? Because everything else is loud, but... Can the network boost the caller to me a little bit?
Go ahead, caller. I went off speakers. Is better?
Yeah, just talk right to your telephone. Go ahead.
All right, awesome. I was just wondering. I haven't heard any of you touch on it just because there are so many other anomalies. But does anyone remember the bus driver who said he, like, picked them up on the side of the road and claimed he brought them into his house for, like, 30 minutes and, like, the cops didn't show up for, like, another hour? Like, some students somehow ran out of the building and some bus drivers.
No, it was just all, yes, I've seen that interview, all sorts of bizarreness. What are some of the other bizarre anomalies for that particular one, Wolfgang?
Oh, you got Gene Rosen, you've got the bus driver, you've got, can you imagine, highly trained Connecticut SWAT team members can't find a nurse and a secretary inside that school for over 4 hours? Alex, this Connecticut State Police ought to be ashamed of themselves if that's the best that they can do.
Well, that's ridiculous. A SWAT team in a school that size would find people in about 15 minutes.
And the other thing, Alex, is that picture the hole. Supposedly Adam Lanza shot out a hole through the glass window. Alex, picture 18 highly trained Connecticut State Troopers all climbing through that shot out glass window, one behind another. The Three Stooges are smarter than that. They would have sent Curly inside to open the door for the other two.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay
Thank
with us. More calls straight ahead. Jimmy, Eric, Rick, and others. Wolfgang Halbig's our guest.
Today. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.